I can see this. The question is, did you not offer this damn fella a job as assistant to Rusk on refugees?
I just dictated a memorandum for you on it, Mr. President, and this is what exactly what happened. I said to Swartz that both Dean Rusk and I wanted very much for him to stay in the department if he felt he could do so, that we appreciated particularly the work he'd done on the immigration bill, and that I knew that his major interest was in the refugee problem, that what we had been thinking of was a job of special assistant to the Secretary of State and consolidate all the refugee problems in the department under him and the migration problems. His reply was, well, how could I be a special assistant since I've already been an assistant secretary? And he said, anyway, the refugee problem is no longer a significant problem because it only involves the expenditure of a few million dollars a year, not like it was after the war, where it was a very big problem. And he said, well, what would you do about it? And I said, this is a decision you would have to make. I just want you to understand that we would like you to stay in the department. And this is an arrangement that we'd thought of. It may be that there are possible variants of it which we could discuss with you. And he said, no, I think the only thing I can do is go. And that was the conversation.
And I wonder if it wouldn't be better for y'all to release these two letters over there and for you to be able to answer questions along that line.
All
there.
Right.
Sure. Bill?
Well, Mr. President, the only thing is we always release resignations of presidential appointees over at the White House. If we don't in this case, that will attract attention to that fact.
What Dean Rusk, I know, was thinking about was that we omit from the letter that you wrote, would write Swartz, any reference to having been offered another job, and that we'll deal with that over here.
All right. Do you want to release it here then?
Yes, sir.
I think it gives it more prestige.
Yes. Well, I think...
But over here, and particularly since they say in the New York Times we don't like the way it's handled.
Well, you could just not. I mean, there's no obligation to release it. I think if you do release it, it ought to be here because it's a departure from practice that would cause it, would hail attention to it.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no obligation to release it.
I don't believe I'd release it then. I just refer to the State Department and let George explain what happened.
All right, I think you could say, of course, the president answered the letter, wrote him a nice letter or something. I think the
you ought to bear this in mind. I received the letter Sunday night on my way back here.
Right.
I replied to it last night.
Right.
So I've got to have a day to reply.
Sure.
And he had it in the paper before long before I had to put it.
That's right.
Before I had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, George.